This is Classical 90.5. The program is Mizzou Music. Each week we take a listen to the output coming from the University of Missouri School of Music. And over the next few weeks, we'll take a listen to the resident composers who will be visiting Columbia as part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival. You can find all the details online at music.missouri.edu. We just heard The Distance of the Moon by Japanese-born composer Takuma Ito. He's my guest on Mizzou Music this week on Classical 90.5. Coming up the last week in July will be the Mizzou International Composers Festival. The resident ensemble Alarm Will Sound will be in town. They'll be performing works by 8 resident composers. One of those composers is Takuma Ito. We'll be focusing on his music this hour on Mizzou Music. I recently talked with Dr. Ito by phone from his office at the University of Hawaii at Manoa in Honolulu. Dr. Ito, thanks for making some time to visit today.
Aloha.
You have a history that is bridges cultures. You, from your bio, read that you spent your early childhood in Japan before moving to Northern California, and now have a foot kind of in both worlds, maybe, if there's a dichotomy between the East and the West and different influences. So what's the classical music scene like in Hawaii?
It's pretty exciting to be here as a composer. There's not a ton of concerts going on all the time, but as a composer, it's not kind of nice to be away from the hyper-competitiveness of being a composer nowadays, and having 20 other composers be around you at all times, going after the same prestigious commissions and awards. So I enjoy being away from the hustle and bustle of big music cities. Being in one of the few composers on the island, you do get these interesting commissions and projects that I get to work with that I probably wouldn't get to do. All throughout my life, I've been a composer of concert music, writing chamber music, orchestra music, solo works. But the last year or two, I've gotten projects being here, writing for film, collaborating with dancers, and creating an unusual project at a museum with some installations. So, yeah, it's been very rewarding to be in a place that's different from where you would associate with like a new music hub. But I enjoy it a lot. There is this multicultural influence. And so while it is the United States and the 50th state, we do have a lot of influence from Asia. And so what I've gotten to do the past few years is also write music for non-Western instruments, which has been very illuminating for me. And so each year at the university, we've had guests from Japan or Hong Kong or Taiwan and Korea to come and play new works and old traditional works from their countries. And each instrument is, again, a discovery that for me, and then there are all these different mentalities that each instrument and each culture has for playing music. So I find it interesting how I can try to write for these instruments and also see how these experiences affect my own composition later on. With a lot of these non-Western instruments, certain things can't be as exact. A lot of pitches often can't be as exact, or rhythms can't be as complicated. So you try to work around those limitations, but also take advantage of certain things that they can do that that Western instruments have a hard time doing, which involves a lot of trust in the performers. You kind of give them a little bit more freedom, and then it really opens up the instrument can do.
Here, the composer Takuma Ito talks about his work, Ripple Effect.
This is a piece that I wrote for the Wellesley Composers Conference, it has, like the title implies, it has these sounds that act as almost like rocks or pebbles that you throw into a puddle, and there are these waves that form around these events. So you'll hear single notes opening the piece, but after those single notes, you'll hear different effects come in and out. And so it's a very simple piece overall. There's a very slow melody that kind of emerges, but from each one of those notes of the melody, there are other things that come out of it. And so, and eventually, these small events end up causing other things to happen. So a ripple effect in that small events in far places cause of very different effects elsewhere. So kind of a double meaning of just ripples in a pond and small things causing large other unexpected events.
This is Classical 90.5, and that was Ripple Effect, composition from Japanese-born composer Takuma Ito. The Hawaii resident is one of eight resident composers who will be here in Columbia. Coming up at the end of next month, they'll be part of the Mizzou International Composers Festival. I've got more of my recent interview with Ito, talking about the work that he has submitted for the festival that will be performed by the 20-member strong ensemble Alarm Will Sound.
Work that I wrote is called Arrow of Time. It's a term that was coined by a scientist to talk about the irreversibility of time and how time is a natural process that's irreversible. It only goes from the past to the future. I guess another word for it is kind of entropy and how the universe goes from order to disorder in that direction, and you can't go the other direction. So to go along with the title, my piece is one of the more chaotic works that I've written so far, and I try to play with concepts of tempo and having different groups of instruments play it at different tempos. So it takes on some, it requires some improvisation, and I'm not sure how it's going to work. Again, I'm trying out something that I haven't really seen too much in other people's scores. So it's going to have multiple tempos being happening at the same time, and we'll see how it comes together. I haven't heard it myself either, so I'll get to work with them, and hopefully I can tweak it so that ends up sounding somewhat like what I expected, but you never know.
That's the voice of composer Takuma Ito. He's one of eight resident composers that will be here in Columbia for next month's Mizzou International Composers Festival. Coming up next, we'll hear his work Echolocation. Here, Ito describes the work.
I wrote this a while back in 2009. I wrote it for a group of friends of mine they call themselves the H2 Quartet. I met them at a summer festival similar to the Mizzou New Music Festival. I got to listen to them and was really amazed with their performance. So I asked if I could write a piece for them. And so this piece, Echolocation, is the result of that. It was, I guess, the first time I wrote music using the playback feature of my notation software, and I was able to fine-tune things and try different effects that I normally would have a hard time envisioning without a playback. Usually I would have written things on paper and with a with a pencil and heard the results on the piano approximately, but there are certain effects that you can do with playback on the computer that I wouldn't be able to play on the piano, not just because I'm limited on my technique, but just certain things you can do, like having two or three players play the same thing, but just a little bit off. And so you get this, creates this almost echo-like sound, which is where the title comes from. They've seemed to like the piece, and they've played it many times over the past 6-7 years or so that I've written this piece for them. It's very, very difficult, however, and it has all these unison passages that are, again, not played in unison, but just offset by a little bit. So the tendency for them is to want to play together. So it takes all the effort in the world to not play together. And so when they don't play together, it creates a very interesting effect that sounds like, that makes it sound like it's more than just a couple of people playing, but it really opens up the world, the sound world for the sax quartet.
Alarm Will Sound, the 20-member strong ensemble, will be premiering Takumo Ito's Arrow of Time at the Mizzou International Composers Festival. You can find more details about the festival online at music.missouri.edu. Takumo Ito has been my guest on Mizzou Music this evening. He's one of the resident composers that will be in Columbia for the Mizzou International Composers Festival here the last week in July. Takumo, thanks for taking the time to visit today. Have a safe trip to Missouri.
Yeah, looking forward to it.